For a second day, Venezuelans have taken to the streets to protest Sunday's contested election results. President Nicolas Maduro claimed victory in the election and is now insisting that opponents and foreign governments are trying to oust him from power. The opposition says they won the election by a landslide. Many are demanding that Maduro show proof of his claimed victory, including officials in the U.S. and others in the international community. NPR's Carrie Kahn is in the capital, Caracas, and joins us now. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Okay, so I know you've been out on the streets with these protesters. What are people telling you?
I'm just back from a huge march, Elsa. It filled multiple blocks of one of Caracas's largest boulevards. It was packed with opponents of Nicolas Maduro. Many were draped in the Venezuelan flag. They sang the national anthem. Some were weeping, others holding signs that read, "Don't mess with my vote. We want peace, not a dictator." And there was much, much, much support for leading opposition candidate Maria Corina Machado. She has galvanized and united the opposition here, unlike in recent years. And I'm going to play you a bit of one protest. Geraldine Ciso, who says this fight feels different.
Porque esta vez se tienen las pruebas del fraude. Y esta vez, mira la cantidad de gente que está a favor del cambio.
She said this time the opposition has the proof that the election was stolen and shows that the majority of voters voted for change. And what she's talking about proof, she's talking about paper readouts from each polling station in the country. Every single precinct prints out the totals of the votes, and the government has refused to make those public, but the opposition says they have the printouts for more than 80% of the precincts, and it shows that their candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, won by more than 70% nationwide. Marina Corina Machado was barred from the race, and Gonzalez is in her place, and the two showed up at this massive rally, and the crowd just went wild. People started handing them printouts from several precincts that they had, and Machado told the crowd that the truth will prevail and urged them to keep firm and to keep peacefully fighting. I just wanted to play you that part because they were responding to her when she said that, and they said, "We are not afraid. We are not afraid.
We are not afraid." Well, what has been the government response to all of this growing unrest and anger?
There have been clashes with security forces in many places throughout the country. The attorney general says hundreds have been arrested. There are reports of some deaths. For his part, Maduro says these protests are the work of fascist criminals trying to oust him from power. His defense minister, Vladimir Padrino Lopez, came on national TV today and said the same and pledged allegiance to Maduro.
Reafirmamos la más absoluta lealtad.
He pledged his absolute loyalty and unconditional support for Maduro, which has been a big question post-election about what the armed forces would do and would they back the government. And that was clearly answered today.
Well, real quick, Carrie, how are the U.S. and other regional governments responding at this point?
The U.S. continues to urge Maduro to release all of the election data and to be transparent. He, of course, hasn't. And the actual website of the Electoral Council has been down for days.
That is NPR's Carrie Kahn in Caracas. Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.